Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz joining me from the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on another big win to start off 2016.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. And you're exactly right. It's a nice way to start the new year.
You had to battle a team that was pretty good here tonight. Credit their goaltending, their blocking shots, 23 block shots for Lindenwood, 32 saves made by Jolene DeBrun. They definitely put up a good battle up against your team tonight, didn't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Very impressed with how hard they played. And you touched on some key things. Obviously, their goalie, I thought, played a solid game. And they did a great job of getting in the shot lanes and blocking a lot of shots. So it's, we kind of anticipated that coming in. But we were able to generate just enough to get the job done.
Kristen Huber with that blast right up the slot there in the second period to get you guys on the scoreboard. A much-needed goal as your team was being stopped by their goaltender. It definitely turned the momentum into your favor there briefly, didn't it?
Oh, it was. It was a big goal. Actually, Riley Fawcett tipped that.
That's what I thought. They haven't changed the scoring.
They haven't. Okay, mm-hmm. we got to make sure that's done. But, yeah, really a great play by Hughes because she stole the puck and then she walked into the high slot and put a good shot on it. And Riley was there and deflected in. And you were exactly right. That first goal, it was big. You know, it's kind of like, oh, now you could just sense it on the bench, relax a little bit. But, credit Lindenwood. They made a play. They forced a turnover in the neutral zone and they tie the game. So we go into the third period 1-1. And like I told the team going into this period, we've been here many, many times. So let's go out there and play our game.
Well, it shows the character of your team after giving up that tying goal, how they battled back to get the momentum there and obviously carried that into the third to get that game-winning goal. We talked about it all the first half and all of last season, how much character this team has when they have to battle back like that.
No question. It's just, I love the group. I love their compete level, their battle level. There was no panic. They certainly weren't uptight. Let's credit Steph and Tugi and Lauren. It all started in our end. They did a great job defensively playing their positions. We get a turnover, and Steph moved the puck early, which was very important because now that allowed, Tugi to make a play, and then, there Steph was standing with a wide-open net. So, obviously, that turned out to be a winning goal. It was a great way to start the third period.
That was a huge play for you guys, and, of course, you got great play by Brittany Mowat. 19 saves, not a lot of saves, but she still had to work hard to keep your team within a goal there.
Oh, absolutely. Did they have three power plays in the third period? Was it two?
They had two in the third.
Yeah, so I mean, those are always dangerous times when the other team has a power play. But I thought Britt came up with some big stops when we needed them.
They've had to play three games in 4 days. Your team only one game in the last month. What do you look to see tomorrow out of these two teams?
Well, we got to come out and play our game again. Again, let's take advantage of that. Maybe they are going to get a little worn out, but give them credit. They work hard and they play a good solid game, a good team game. I think it's just really important that we just play our game. We got to come out, push the pace, get on our toes, and get the puck deep and make them work hard defensively. That'll be to our advantage.
Well, before I let you go, I forgot one line that really impressed me tonight, and I don't know what your thoughts were, but Cicely Nelson, Summer Thibodeau, and Emily Berglund sure looked good out there tonight, didn't they?
Oh, great point, Kelly. Great point. They were outstanding. I think they had seven shots in the first period alone. I mean, just did a great job. They just work hard. They work hard. They find each other. They do a good job cycling, and, yeah, I really like the way that line's playing.
They had 10 shots after two periods of play amongst the three of them. That's impressive from some of the younger players on this squad. So
very good, yep.
Coach, enjoy the win. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. I would have been remiss if I wouldn't have mentioned Nelson Berglund and Thibodeau tonight. They certainly look like they have been playing the last month, even though they've been off. So a great effort for that group of young players.